Welcome to Unexpected Turbulence. We're here to help you stay up to date on important topics in the airline industry, financial planning, and what that may mean for you. Tune in to Unexpected Turbulence for insights and updates designed by members of the airline community, tailored to the airline community. The series will focus on the unique areas in your career and financial life with guidance from experts who can provide actionable tips, helpful stories, and hopefully a few laughs along the way. Welcome, I'm Jesse Reed. I'm a financial advisor with RAA. And today we're just putting out a little video for our airline pilot friends at home that maybe have a little bit of uncertainty and some unease about the current state of things in the airlines and in the economy in general. RAA, for those of you who may or may not know, we've been serving the airline community with a financial advisory services for at least 30 years. And we've got experience, both extensive experience in the financial world as well as the airline world. We are comprised, much of the folks that work here are current and former airline pilots. So we really do have a handle on the industry, and we understand the things that airline folks and families at home may be experiencing and in the kind of emotional ups and downs, especially recently, that they've experienced. The goal today is to bring in a couple of different perspectives from a couple different folks that have that are in airline careers in different phases of their career, and just kind of share some insights and some things that to think about, both hopefully to quell some of the anxieties for people to have at home, and maybe give them sort of something to focus on in these trying times. You know, if you look at how people react to major changes, you know, we can see some similarities with the current coronavirus pandemic that we're experiencing here. I know I was surprised when it first started. My first initial thought when I got news of this was, this won't be a big deal. It's just the media blowing it out of proportion, and it'll probably come and pass pretty quickly. Well, here we are now about a month later, and obviously that hasn't happened. It's been quite the opposite. And it took a little bit of time, probably for a lot of folks at home, I know myself included, to really accept the reality of the situation and the economic impact that it's having, both on corporate, on big corporations like the airlines we work for, and our own personal lives. And so that was the genesis of why today we're putting out this little video. I'm going to introduce a couple other folks that'll be joining us today. First is Gary Krasnov. He is also an advisor with RAA, and also 30 plus years at a major airline, or 30 years of experience with a major airline. Also, we have joining us Chris Wiggins, and he also has about 15 years of experience with in the airline industry. Myself, I mentioned I'm a financial advisor with RAA, but I'm also been with a major airline for 4 years. So you can see we've got a couple different experience levels that'll be contributing today with different perspectives for pilots that may be in different phases of their career. So Gary and Chris, first of all, I'd like to thank you for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Me also.
Okay. We'll jump right into it here. I know people's time is valuable, so just to ask a few questions and kind of go around the different perspectives here to see the different things that Gary, Chris, and myself can throw in here for potential questions that you may be asking yourself at home. First and foremost, I'll start with you, Gary. What are some things that you've thought about making changes to, or some challenges you faced since this turbulence, this particular incident, has started in the airline industry?
Well, once the reality of the severity of the situation kind of started setting in, I sat down with my wife, Karen, to try and create an action plan of what we can do right now, short term. I'm lucky, also means I'm old, but that I am towards the end of my career, so furlough isn't so much a concern, but I think there's little doubt that our income is going to be impacted through this. So the things we can do now is we can, you know, stop all discretionary spending. The times have been good at the majors the last couple of years, and it seems like it wasn't very long ago where, you know, on a 27th or the 28th of the month, I would say to my wife, don't go shopping until payday comes, because there's no money left in the checkbook. And Now there's always money left at the end of the month. It's like this fascinating kind of thing. And so we've gotten sloppy with our spending. You know, if we see something, we get it. And we had to reel all that back in. Let's not spend money we don't have to spend. The other thing that's really important through this is to understand, you know, let's control the things we can control and not obsess about the things we can't control, because the virus is going to take its course. I can't change what happens with the virus. I can't change the economy, but I can control what happens in our house. And so we've taken a very introspective look and said, okay, what can we do short term to shore up our finances?
All right. Thanks, Gary. Chris, for you, my understanding is you just finished an upgrade to captain recently.
Literally just finished upgrade. Haven't even started IOE yet. Like we're in the waiting process, and we're waiting. I'm pretty fortunate. I've got a wife that's been through the ups and downs of the airline industry. So when this started to happen, I was able to make a phone call. We were initially planning on moving from my current base down in Texas up to New Jersey, Pennsylvania area to be based, the new base for the upgrade. And when this started to go sideways, picked up the phone to Nikki and said, hey, I'll stop on the move plans and any purchase plans we got going forward. We're planning on buying a new car. That's gone on hold for now. So everything's gone into, let's cut as many ties as we can down now and be prepared, you know, financial ties, that is, be prepared for maximum flexibility, because we've been through this before. The displacements, the bankruptcies, the potential serious adjustments to pay. And, you know, just understand that uncertain times are uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen. We sat down with the kids the other night and said, hey, guys, here's the plans going forward. I had a couple vacations planned. This is now the state of the reality. And even my 9-year-old was like, well, okay, Dad, if that's it, then that's what we'll do. And, you know, they get it. They understand more than you think they do, but it's been good, as opposed to kind of bottling up the uncertainty inside and then letting that tension spread out through home. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. You got to keep home tranquil as much as you can. And finances are a big part of that. And the best way to deal with that is to discuss it, make sure everyone's on the same page, and sort of understanding that we need to protect as much seed corn and powder here as we can.
Absolutely.
So that's something we've definitely done.
Absolutely. I know for myself, quite a bit more junior than both of you gentlemen in the airline industry. Only been at a major airline for about 4 years. And the big question on minds for people in my time frame are, am I even going to have a job to come back to? Am I going to get furloughed? It's a very real possibility. And obviously, different airlines are offering different options as far as how to solve this financial problem. But like Gary said, you know, that's something that we can't control as pilots necessarily. The companies that we work for are going to do what they're going to do. And the best that we can do here in the short term is control what you can control. I know Chris and Gary have already kind of alluded to it, cutting out unnecessary spending, really taking a hard look at a written budget. I can speak for myself that kind of like Gary was talking about, you know, as my pay scales have gone up over the years, I've been a little bit looser with my spending. And that's a habit that I personally, and I think a lot of folks at home will probably have to take a good hard look at and put it to paper. There's nothing like putting a goal, putting a budget, putting something written down on paper to actually show yourself what you're actually spending. And that's, I think, a very helpful thing that folks can do here in the short term. And it has the added benefit of giving you kind of a sense of control of the situation. You know, as soon as you put pen to paper, you're taking that first step in actively getting a handle on your own finances. Some other things for maybe people in my time frame as far as the experience of the airlines go, start thinking about a plan B. I come from a military background where I'm still a reservist in the military, and in talking with some of my friends in the military still, there may be some options out there as far as getting reactivated in a reserve unit. You may have other flying opportunities locally, such as charters or instruction. So it's not a bad time as we wait to see how the dust settles here to just start investigating those opportunities. Those are things you can control, and those are active steps you can take here in the short term to again, just kind of start getting ready for this uncertain future that's ahead of us. So let's see, we'll keep moving along here. My next question, I'll start with you, Chris. What are some areas of opportunity that there are for, or what are some areas of opportunity for pilots to take action around their actual finances and their career in these circumstances? And where are you focusing your attention right here and right now?
Right now, the first thing is obviously don't panic. You know, this too shall pass. With night, a new day will follow. So it's that, and using this as a learning opportunity, as we have with the last couple downturns, to sit there and go, okay, we pretty much have been living on a very restricted budget after the kind of the last bankruptcies. I mean, obviously a few more vacations here and there and a little looser with the spending, but I would use this as an opportunity for, you know, for that. We sat down with an advisor and got one after the last downturn and kind of sat through and said, okay, how are we gonna get to the end game here? You know, when you cross 40, all of a sudden you start looking and go, oh, wait a minute. One, I'm not the young guy in the crew room anymore. And two, you know, retirement's a very real thing that I can now see on the horizon. And we were very fortunate to sit down the last time and then kind of plan through that with the advisor and sort of plan a very conservative scenario with this stuff built into it. I mean, no one plans on a downturn, especially when right before this, someone is like, this is the best party ever. It's never going to stop. And the second somebody says that, just know the party stops. Stop. So obviously no one knew that it was going to be this, but knowing that those scenarios are built into the plan was really nice and provided peace of mind at home. So I would do that now and start building the plan in this scenario for yourself and your family going forward, so that as things go, you know, better down the road, you can kind of start socking more away and kind of developing better financial health going down range. I mean, when you have to cut out the snacks and the sugar and all you've got is real good food to eat, it's a good way to approach it.
Yep. High protein budget, just like a high protein diet, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So kind of the same question to you, Gary. You know, Chris mentioned don't panic. What are some examples that we've seen traditionally in really hard times where folks panic and kind of make some big mistakes? And what are some ways that you think people can take advantage of this situation right now?
Well, it's the time to not do anything quickly. The aviation term, you know, when you have an emergency is sit back and wind the clock. It's a good time to do that. Catch your breath. Don't make any fast decisions. The one thing we all have a lot of right now is time. There's not a lot to do. We're all hunkered down in our homes with our family, and there's time to think. There's time to contemplate. And there's time to make some plans. So what can you do right now? Interest rates are historically low. If you've got a mortgage that's over 4%, it's time to refinance. That's easy. It's a bit of a pain. And when times are good, you don't think about it. It's only $200 a month or whatever it is. But now's the time to do it. It's a great time to get your estate plan in order. If you haven't done a lot of deep thinking about that, you know, what do you want the legacy to be and how do you want it to work out? If you don't have a will, get a will. Do all that stuff on the phone. If you're contemplating early retirement, think about healthcare. If you've been on a company plan your whole life, the cost of private insurance will make your eyes water. It is very, very expensive. So start exploring your options. And Chris said it, if you've never worked with a professional financial advisor, this is a really good time to do it. They can help you with your budget. They can help you chart that path forward and help you see what retirement's going to look like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just kind of add on to what you gentlemen were talking about there. You know, some other things that people can be do to kind of take control of your finances right now. Especially again, and with folks that are in early in their airline career, with such a long investment horizon in front of them, time frame ahead of them, is maybe consider stockpiling cash right now. So the money that you were contributing to your retirement accounts, you know, setting that aside right now so that you you can build up your emergency fund to prepare for whatever is coming down the line, whether it's a furlough, whether it's reduced hours every month. You know, no matter how you look at it, there's a good chance we're all going to be taking a hit in our income here. And that's a thing that you can do here in the short term to have basically an instantaneous effect on your financial life at home. Okay. Next question. I'll start with Gary again here. So what are some things that you as a pilot might do to just protect yourself for the future, Gary?
Well, I mentioned healthcare. That's really important. Estate planning is really important. Again, we have time. Think about what would happen if you left the house and you didn't come home, and what it would be like for somebody to have to put that financial world back together so they could continue on the household. And think about getting all those documents in one place. Mm-hmm. You know, military, we always had a turnover document for the guy who took our job when we left. I think of it that way. If, God forbid, I leave, my wife knows where that book is.
Yep.
And things we don't think about, but everything's online now. Everything's got a password. Mm-hmm. Without passwords, it's near impossible to change the electric bill from my name to her name. So little things like that can really have a profound effect. They're not going to help me, but they're going to help the people we leave behind. Not that I'm planning on dying anytime soon, but.
To add on to that, what are some of the things you see folks, you know, when someone unexpectedly passes away, what's kind of one of the most common things that that jumps out that they realize they didn't have covered in, say, an estate plan?
Well, it sometimes it's silly things like, don't worry, honey, the will is in the safe, but she doesn't have the combination to the safe.
Yeah.
I mean, and we laugh at that, but I've seen it happen over and over again.
Yep.
You know, make sure people know where those documents are and they have access to them. Think about what you want it to look like when you're gone, because the only person that can make that happen is you.
Absolutely. Same question to you, Chris. What are some things you're doing to protect yourself for the future?
In the future, like I said, educations are expensive is one phrase that's out there. And I've been educated a couple times so far in this business. The rainy day fund is huge. Everyone talks about having a rainy day fund, and I'm not talking having, you know, a couple of grand in an account. I mean, a real rainy day fund where you're prepared for a hurricane like deluge to hit you in the face with no notice. That in this business especially is something that is so, so important and very tough to do. It's like, you know, it's been previously mentioned, as times get good, you know, the toys start to appear in driveways and, hey, you know, maybe I can get this bass boat or that sports car, especially when at times around a midlife crisis. Not that I've seen my contemporaries do such things, but, you know, I've seen my contemporaries do such things. Get that rainy day fund established. Talk to somebody. Part of the reason we established it is in talking to an advisor in the last downturn, setting that up and kind of funding that as things flushed out this time. So we do have a bit of an insurance policy self-made in there, if you will, to work through this. It's extremely hard to stay financially disciplined as you kind of work through it. But if you think about when you blast off in weather and, you know, thunderstorms all around you, taking off out of, you know, pick your southern domicile, you don't usually do it without talking to a dispatcher to go, hey, is this routing the best way to go? Is there something that's not on the radar that you're seeing developing? We should maybe go this way. Why not treat your finances the same way and bring your wife into it? It's been, like I said, great to have her on board and prepared for this whole scenario going forward. Don't start gambling, especially as we exit this. It's going to be real tempting. You're going to have friends tell you how much money they've made in the market with this one great trade that they made. They're not going to tell you about their screw up. Don't turn your retirement plan into a casino bet. That's a bad idea. This is your family's finances we're talking about here. You know, stick to a plan. It's not necessarily really sexy and hot, but it's a plan that'll get you where you need to be in life, and that's something to prepare next time that is super important to focus on.
Absolutely. It really is the tortoise and the hare analogy with that fable. And I think the analogy of blasting off into weather without talking to a dispatcher or bringing in other members of a team is a great analogy as well. I think you mentioned earlier, Chris, too, and I'll just again reemphasize that, socking away for that emergency fund and really prioritizing what are your needs, what are your wants, what are your nice to haves. I think it's safe to say right now, everyone needs to be focusing on the needs and pretty much the needs only. Shelter, keeping the lights on, keeping food on the table, and basic survival. The wants, the nice purchases, the vacations and all that, the prudent person right now would put those on the back burner. I mean, it's not hard to put vacations on the back burner right now. You can't really go anywhere. But, other things like the new car you want to buy or, we all have our nice little toys that we want to have, especially airline pilots. I'm sure everyone's got a little prized possession out in the garage that they wipe with a diaper every day lovingly. If you had one of those coming up here in the near future, it might be time to just put that on hold a little while until the dust settles here. Okay, great. Finally, let's talk about pitfalls. So, we've already talked a little bit about people are most likely to panic when economic times get rough. And that leads to all sorts of financial pitfalls that people do. Again, they get the fast hands in the cockpit. They don't wind the clock, like Gary said. That is really an instinctive thing that we do as pilots. You didn't get into the emotional aspect of your own finances, and people just make really rash, quick decisions. And there's a lot of common pitfalls out there. Gary, what are some of the pitfalls that you've seen throughout your career, both in the airline and financial industry, and what are some of those that you think people should avoid?
Well, there are a couple of really simple things, like borrowing money to invest is never, ever a good idea. Trying to time the market is not a good idea. Borrowing from your 401k to invest more money in something you can't buy in the plan is not a good idea.
Yeah, that's a great point. If timing the market was so easy, there'd be a lot of people getting rich every day doing it. So
that's right. That's right. And there's a something I just want to touch on. It's an emotional aspect of all this. You know, for the people at my stage of the career, with early retirements being offered, you can prepare financially, which is really, really important, but there's a whole emotional part of this that I think you need to be understand and be prepared for in advance, knowing that it's going to happen. For most of us, being a pilot is the only thing we've ever done. We got out of school. It might have been Embry Riddle to the civilian world, or we went to the military, got out, got hired by an airline. It's embedded in who we are. It's part of our DNA. It's not what we do, it's who we are. And when all of a sudden you're not doing that anymore, I've seen people get lost. And it's really important to understand that there's going to be an emotional aspect of this and be prepared for it. The other part is for most of us, we've never lived full time with our wives. We're getting the experience right now. Hopefully it's working really well for everybody. But you know, since the day I married my wife when I was still in the Navy, and I've traveled half my life. So she's run the house and I've done my thing. And when you're done flying, all of a sudden you're around each other an awful lot more than you're used to. And there's adjustment on both parts. So be sensitive.
Yeah, I think I've taken a lot more walks by myself in the last month than I probably have at any other time in my life. Chris, same question to you. What are some pitfalls you've seen in your career, and what are you doing to avoid them?
Pitfalls I've seen, I'm avoiding now is, you know, like I said before, is don't panic. Be informed, but not obsessed with it. It's very easy with these digital black mirrors we carry around in our pockets and can stare into constantly to sort of go down a rabbit hole and really work yourself into a frenzy and panic buy, panic sell, make some really poor decisions at the wrong time when you're not in a state mentally to do that. I would really definitely avoid doing that. the other things is, like, now that you're stuck at home and there's not a lot to do, Amazon's a thing. Shopping therapy online for whatever your passion is, be it, you know, barbecues or bullets and firearms or whatever. You don't need to start crazy buying. But I've seen that among my neighbors, because they're stuck at home and fixated. And, you know, you got to keep the powder dry for now. There'll be an opportunity to buy stuff on the backside of this, I promise. Stores will still be there and whatever you're looking for, but don't do that. And don't start thinking you're becoming an expert on whatever subject by all the time you're spending on the internet. You know, you can learn about knee surgery, but the idea of orthoscoping yourself while you're sitting at home, you know, is probably a poor decision. So I'd help with the bigger things. And that's where I would financially be focused right now, is the same thing. I mean, it's easy with business networks are constantly pumping stuff at you. Oh, look at this, look at that. But they're just selling ad space. You got to remember that. So absolutely. They're trying to keep your eyes on the screen.
I think everything attached with a dollar sign at this point, you should evaluate, is this a need or is this a want right now before you press the trigger on it? Just to kind of, again, piggyback on a couple of things that, that Gary and Chris here said, the emotional aspect of this, of these hard economic times can't be downplayed. So have strategies, talk it over with your spouse, talk it over with your family, have candid, frank conversations, and don't keep secrets from each other. I mean, it's good to, and where I think as pilots, we're pretty experienced with this. You know, we do it maybe with passengers or flight attendants or other crew members. You know, when things get tough, you know, even if you feel a little bit nervous yourself, you know, maintaining that calm composure and dealing with this with your family helps kind of keep emotions quelled a little bit more, and it allows everyone to think a little bit more rationally and not get into those panic modes. I know we've talked about, you know, maybe conferring with an advisor. You know, if you're going to do that, I know this is very common with folks that I fly with. A lot of times you have one person in the family that handles all the finances. This is really, and I would encourage anyone to do this anytime, but especially now, if you're going to have these discussions with an advisor or some sort of some impartial third party to talk about your financial situation, to get all the important decision makers in your family involved in that. Typically it's, you know, your spouse, but don't leave them out of this discussion. There's something that they are thinking of that you haven't thought of, or vice versa yet. And it's important to get buy-in on what you're going to, these next steps that you're going to take whenever you're making big financial decisions. Also, I want to reemphasize the pitfall of borrowing. I saw it a lot in my Navy days when we had government shutdowns and people were looking at not getting paychecks from government service. And a lot of times somebody would put out there, hey, you can just borrow against your retirement account. And that's just one of the worst things you could possibly do for a litany of reasons that we could talk about some other time. But there's no shortage of reasons why borrowing against yourself is a really bad idea. And one of the pitfalls that we see, I've seen most commonly here, is people get antsy about the markets in general and just decide to get completely out of them. And what happens there is then whenever the inevitable recovery comes, which, and there always is historically, there's eventually a recovery. If you're not positioned in the markets, then you miss out on that recovery and you're left with the losses that you sustained in the initial downturn. So those are some of the pitfalls that I've seen both in my career just as a pilot and in the financial industry. I'd like to give Gary and Chris a couple of final thoughts, anything they want to pose to the audience at home before we wrap things up here. So Gary, I'll start with you. What are any closing thoughts that you have for anyone watching here at home?
Again, to reiterate what I think everybody has said is talk to your spouse. Don't make fast decisions. Right now, especially, we have time. Nothing is happening quick. And your retirement accounts are like your face. Don't touch them.
Nice. And Chris, how about you? Final thoughts for the crowd.
Just keep everybody informed, you know, and take as much stress off your plate as you can as possible. You know, keep home stable. There's no sense in destabilizing home and your finances potentially now the downturn and then taking that into the cockpit at work. It's a huge bad idea. So, you know, keep communication open and upfront with your wife, your kids, everybody else going on. Like I said, you know, talk it out with an impersonal third party with the state of where you're at. Sometimes, like I said, when you do it in the bad times, it's easy to keep on playing in the good. And this too will pass. Time is our friend. Every day that passes, there's a little bit more clarity that'll come out the backside to see, and it may not be as bad as we think it will be, and we're hoping it won't be. So
this too will pass. Someone much wiser than me, an old pilot role model of mine, once told me, it's never as bad as you think, and it's never as good as you think in the debrief. So, well, thank you, gents. Thanks for those closing thoughts and for your participation today. I'll go ahead and wrap things up here, because I'm sure, maybe you at home don't have much else going on today, but there might be some other things you have to do today, so we know your time is valuable. But we'll wrap things up here. As everyone has mentioned today, one of the best things you can be doing right now is evaluating your income, your career, your overall lifestyle, seeing where you can make cuts or changes. Those are the immediate things you can do for yourself today if you want to in your home. You know, it's probably a good idea to assume that we're all going to be looking at reduced flying time. In some cases, maybe even possible furloughs, depending on what company you work for. And it's going to be an evolving situation. It's going to be stressful. There's no way around it. And you're going to have to involve your spouse and family members to determine what solutions are going to work best for you as you adjust to these challenges. An important step in all this, and we'd be remiss if I didn't mention it, is the value of seeking advice from a professional, someone who's not as emotionally invested in your own day-to-day life as you are. As we all know, money and family, it's a very emotional thing for us on a personal level. And there is value in seeking advice from a third party that's a little bit more impartial, but still is invested in your success and wants to see you succeed. Like Chris said earlier, a good advisor can act as that dispatcher, you know, one of the team members that we confer with before we go blasting off into uncertain skies, thunderstorms, you know, things that can be a little bit scary for us as pilots. This is really no different. It's just a different kind of scary. So if you'd like to, if you're interested in where to go from here, I'd like to invite you to check out our website, RAA.com. And we just put up a link for what we're calling an economic recovery calculator. So it'll allow you to kind of take a look at maybe your recent losses here in your retirement accounts, and using a pretty easy to use calculator, pretty intuitive calculator that we have on there. You can figure out sort of how long it'll take you to recover from that and what your potential earnings can be if you stay in the market and stay invested there. And we'd also, as always, whether good times or bad, we invite you to speak to one of our advisors to discuss about how all this could impact you now and in the future. It's always good to again, have that perspective to talk to, whether it's in good times or bad times. And the value of having a plan actually put in place that you can refer to and look at, and even when things aren't going so well, to look at that and know that you're still on track towards whatever it is your financial goals are, whether it's in retirement, whether it's those nice purchases you want, whether it's healthcare, college, you name it, to know where you stand on that and not be just sort of fumbling around going, gosh, I wonder if I'm going to be able to do this or not. There's a lot of value that an advisor can bring to you. And we at RAA here, you know, we pride ourselves on being good advisors and being advisors that understand the needs and the trials and the tribulations and the uncertainty of the airline industry, because we've all been there. And like I said, you're looking at three airline pilots right here. We understand the industry, and because we work in it. That website is for the economic calculator is, if you go to www.raa.com/help, that'll get you the link to our calculator. And then from there, you can go and take a look at the website as well. And if you'd like to get in touch with an advisor, you can certainly do that from the website as well. I think that's about it for us today. Gents, I'd like to thank you again for your time. I know everyone's got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things on their plate, even with maybe reduced work hours here. We've got a lot of cats and dogs that we're worrying about in our own lives. And I'd just like to thank you guys for your time and your perspective. And yeah, I really appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Fun.
All right, folks, thanks for watching. Thanks for taking the time to watch us. And like I said, go to our website if you have any questions. We're standing by to assist through this turbulent times. So I wish everyone clear skies and fly safe out there. Thanks very much.
Hey, Aubrey. Yeah, I know. I forgot it. Do you want me to go back?
What happened?
I can't remember what question that would have been.
Yeah, I know what opportunities it is.
Are there? I don't know if you just want to re-record.
Sure.
Did I miss a question or something?
No.
No. Gary was. He wanted to talk about tax loss harvesting.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, maybe yeah, Jesse, because I think you started with Gary on that question. So yep. Maybe if you just ask that question again, and Gary can do his answer.
I can just start with the answer, right? You can leave the question the way it was.
I think so, Kelly.
Okay, so we'll just all sit here, and Gary, you'll just go right into the tax harvesting. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll do that whole part.
Okay, wait a couple seconds so I can go away.
Let me get back to my notes where you were talking about that, because I can maybe ask you like a follow-on question here that makes it sound a little more natural.
Do I need to stick around, or am I good to duck you out?
I think you're good. If you had anything for us that you wanted to either say or any thoughts on any other parts of it?
All good. Let me know what else I can do or what else.
Awesome. So, thank you, Chris.
Have a good one, guys. We'll see you later.
You take care.
Good talking to you.
All right.
Let me know right before you guys mute, and I'll ask him a question to lead into it.
Go ahead.
Gary, you mentioned refinancing home loans. What are some other implications? Are there any, like, say, maybe tax strategies or tax implications that people could be focused on right now with the markets taking such big losses?
Yeah, one thing a lot of people don't think about is there is tax saving opportunity on a downside called tax loss harvesting. If you have, it's not something that you can do in a retirement account or a tax deferred account, but if you have a taxable brokerage account or taxable investment account, chances are there are some holdings that are showing red. In other words, they're losses. You can sell that position and harvest the loss and buy we'll call it a like position, because there are some rules called a wash rule where you can't sell it and rebuy it within 30 days. So you can buy something that's like it. For instance, as an example, if you owned Exxon, you could sell Exxon and buy Chevron. It's a different holding. And it'll be a proxy for a similar thing. You bank that loss, and that loss can be used going forward to write off taxes you own on gains.
Okay. And for someone that's maybe unsure if that applies to them, what would you recommend that they do?
Well, simply, if they don't work with a professional advisor, is talk to somebody.
Okay.
Because they can probably, even if they don't want to hire them, they can probably walk them through the process.
Okay, great. Thanks, Gary.
Can you add that to that segment, or did you want me to redo that whole segment? I'm sorry.
I think we can.
Okay.
You can plug it in?
I think so.
How was in general? Did it seem like it flowed okay?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. Jesse, I don't know if we want to maybe do another recording of just the closing.
With
the ra.com/help part, because I think if we try to put the graphic on when you start talking about it, by the time we get to ra.com/help, the graphic will have probably been up there for a couple minutes.
Okay, so when I
are you guys done with me?
Yes.
Okay, because I got it.
You're done.
See ya. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so when does it pop up? Like when, as soon as I start the.
So I would say probably as soon as you start we invite you to and start talking about the calculator, we'd probably pop it up then.
Okay, and then you want me to just say it right away, or because I was actually reading from pretty much this entire. I was kind of paraphrasing it, but I was reading from all your bullet points here at the end. You want me to start from the top, from there?
Yeah, I think Kelly. Do you think that'd be easiest for editing?
Probably.
Okay, I'll start.
Probably be easier.
Yeah. Probably the easiest way is just kind of go through it the way you did, and when you say, like, go on our website, ra.com, I would just go ahead and say at that point, ra.com/help, and that will also be on your screen.
Got it. Okay. And I'm looking at the bullet points. I did mention the economic recovery calculator a couple bullets before ra.com/help. So, okay.
Good, no worries. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let me know when you're ready.
You want to count down to 5 and then start?
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, gents, I'd like to thank everyone for their participation here today, and I'll go ahead and wrap things up, as I know folks at home probably have some other things they need to be getting to. So as everyone's mentioned here today, and I think you probably at home see the common theme here, one of the best things you can be doing right now is evaluating your income, your career, overall lifestyle options, and preparing for change, which most likely is coming for all of us. I think it would be unwise for us to assume that in some form or fashion, we're not all going to take in the airline industry some sort of pay reduction or hours reduction. It depends on how it looks, depending on what airline you're at, but there's going to be some sort of reduction in our incomes here in the near to midterm, most likely. So it's really important that you sit down and you start thinking about this. What that entails, it involves working with your spouse, family members, any of the big decision makers financially within your family. In addition to that, one of the big steps you can take is seeking the advice of a professional, as we've alluded to, someone who's not emotionally involved in your own life. We all know that family and finances within family can be a very, very emotional topic. It can cause a lot of stress. It can cause a lot of conflict. And it can lead to a lot of blessings as well. So, but there's no doubting that each individual watching this here at home has some sort of emotional impact from their own personal finances. And it's good to have an impartial third party on your team to help you make those decisions. Kind of like Chris talked about earlier, he mentioned the analogy of a dispatcher, to the value of talking to a dispatcher, someone who's not about to go fly off into the storm themselves to confer with. When you're sitting there at the end of the hold short and blast off into a southeast thunderstorm in the middle of July, that there's a lot of value in having that third party perspective before you make big decisions for yourself and the people that you're protecting, in this case your family. So if you'd like to know where to go from here, we invite you to go to our website. And on our website, you'll find that we have an economic recovery calculator set up right now. So if you go to www.raa.com/help, you'll find our economic recovery calculator. And on there, it'll help you do a basic analysis of your accounts and just where you stand on your retirement accounts. And you can plug in some numbers to see what your losses were in this recent economic downturn, and then some predictions about where you can recover to in whatever time frame you choose, whether it's retirement or after retirement. So, and then also on the website, we always invite you, if you have questions about this and you feel like you need to talk to somebody, we absolutely are standing by to assist you. There's advisors on each, on all the different airline. We have teams with all the different airlines, experts that understand the different benefits, the different aspects in retirement plans for each different airline to talk to. So you can always find somebody with your specific airline background that is knowledgeable about what your current situation is with your current airline that you can talk to. Once again, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us here. I know there's a lot of things that you probably have on your mind and could be doing at home right now, and we do appreciate you taking the time to listen to us and to get some perspectives from some other folks just like you that are airline pilots and going through the same things. So I wish everyone the best. And for those that are getting some flight hours here soon, I wish you clear skies and go out there and fly safe. Thanks for your time. Take care.